This is Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin. Great to have you with us for another edition of our Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. We have a few updates, and in a couple minutes, we're going to get to Athletic Director Chris Carboni speaking about the end of our winter, start of our fall two, and actually looking ahead to our spring season. But before we do that, just a few updates from you here from us here at UHS. Beginning with the announcement by the governor and Commissioner Riley earlier this week regarding schools. I know there's a lot of interest in getting students back. There's also some interest in keeping students out. Both perspectives important to us and trying to respect people's wishes. On Monday, our superintendent, Dr. Tiano, will be facilitating a town hall where he will discuss where we are at, both with respect to our current situation, where we've been, and also where we are headed with respect to our planning for full reopening. We are obviously still governed by agreement with the Teachers Association and CDC and public health guidelines, but we are working really hard at making sure that we have lots of different opportunities and options on our agenda. Some of the questions that have come up, especially since they're starting to relax some of the requirements with respect to some of the social venues. Right now, we have not made a decision about the prom. Some of our neighboring towns have already elected to cancel their proms. Some have canceled entirely. Some are indicating that they may do something else with their seniors, but it won't be the prom. We have not made a decision yet. We have multiple plans in the works. We want to do something with our seniors, and we are weighing many factors, such as cost to families, the availability of venues, what opportunities we want to have for bringing our entire senior class, and then also the obvious challenge with things like meals and food and all the other details that go with scheduling a prom. So we appreciate your patience. Some people out there were saying, "Well, it's already been canceled." No, it hasn't. Well, they're not going to have something at a venue that has not been determined yet. So please be patient. We're hoping to make a decision sometime in by mid-March. Speaking of decisions that are being made, in the next week or so, we will be publishing our MCAS testing dates for a whole lot of students, grades 8, 9, 10, and 11. Students in grades 8 will take the English, math, and science tests. Students in grade 9 will take the physics test. Students in grades 10 and 11 will have to take the English and math tests. And we are going to be offering these tests over 2 days. Each test is a two-day test. All of them have to be taken on school grounds. All of them have to be taken in the building. There is no remote option. So even those of you who are fully remote in grades 8, 9, 10, and 11 are going to be required to come here for MCAS. Those are probably the two biggest issues that we're looking ahead to. We have a schedule for AP testing. We have a schedule for the spring administration of the SAT, and we have started our work, as you'll hear in a second, with respect to athletics. Everything else is about looking ahead to the future, and we are already well on our way to planning things for the courses, course selections, and schedules for classes for 21-22. And for students in grades 8 through 11, we'll be hosting our course selection night on Thursday, March 4th. That'll be at 6:30 p.m. It will be done virtually. We will be sharing details at that time about the course selection process and how we're handling some of our different programs. Our thanks to the school committee who approved our program of studies on Wednesday, and that information was shared with students a couple of days ago. All of our course selection documents are housed in the same place on the website, so that link was emailed home. We really hope that people realize really the opportunities that are in front of them with respect to our innovation pathways. We are in the process of getting designated for a fourth pathway with our school, but essentially what it allows students to do beginning in grade 9 is take a guided pathway in either engineering, biomedical science, which won't start until 10th grade, media, and business. And in those courses, get exposure to a number of content areas and skills that will lead to credentials. We are working on building a whole menu of credentials for students so that when they graduate from Uxbridge High School, they could say beyond what they took, so to speak, as a class, but more importantly, can discuss what they learned and will have some third-party validation of those skills. We will be doing the same thing for grade 7, and we'll be getting our grade 7 planning later in March. The process for grade 7 is going to also look a little bit different, as we will have a virtual night to start, and then we will be scheduling some times for families to come in and tour the building and meet with us and get a sense of the lay of the land and the culture as best we can. We do want to have some of our work done with the seventh grade before April vacation. So for those of you who are listening in as part of grade 7, please be aware that information is going to be coming very, very soon. And you could start, you know, maybe blocking out some time. Definitely on March 22nd, which is a Monday, we are absolutely going to be holding our virtual town hall with the class of 2026. We're going to turn things over to Mr. Carboni, and I had a chance to chat. We're going to turn things over to that segment here on our podcast, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome to this segment of our Uxbridge High School Spartan podcast, joined with the athletic director here at UHS, Chris Carboni. Mr. Carboni, congratulations on the winter. I know that for most of our surrounding area and certainly the Southern Worcester County League, the winter was either a real struggle or didn't exist at all. And here for our Spartans, granted it was just boys and girls basketball, as well as our co-op in ice hockey, but generally we have no complaints. We have nothing but good things to say, other than it was just too short.
Yes, I would agree. We had a very successful season. Our coaches were tremendous, providing support and resources. Our student athletes adhered to all the protocols. As soon as day one came around with a few modifications, I thought it went smoothly. Every day was just nice to see everyone out on the courts, competing, doing what they love. But yeah, you said it. It was a little too short, but I think students and coaches were very grateful that they had the opportunity to participate and have a season at all, as most schools in Central Mass did not.
Well, and it brings up now the transition to fall two. The metrics are improving, the trends are positive, the schools around us are fairly unanimous in their participation for fall two. Some are playing different sports than we did because we were able to get in a fall one schedule. So for us, it's really about three programs right now. Football, which is already underway, cheerleading, which will start either right around when people are tuning into this or shortly before or after it. And winter track, which is going to look a little different, obviously, because of the challenges in terms of a facility and numbers because of the way the leagues are structured right now. Turning to football, you and I serve on the Sports Medicine Committee. We get to represent our entire district of Central Massachusetts and a number of leagues. The debates and the discussions about making sure football could come back safely, we were at the heart of that. I mean, we were in that that gauntlet for a few days, and operationalizing that has been, I would say, a different challenge than we saw in the first couple of seasons this year, but one that the coaches have taken on, our training staff has taken on, and as a credit to you and our athletic trainer, our program's guidance has become guidance for really a good chunk of Massachusetts.
Yeah, I would agree. I think we had a solid foundation from fall one. We had great protocols. We've adapted for the winter season, and we've tweaked for fall two. We're very confident that we have these protocols in place for the safety of all of our athletes, our coaches, our game officials, and that we just have the opportunity to fine tune those and to enforce and move on as we transition from season to season. So again, it's having those strong foundations and having the coaching staff that can enforce those and having our student athletes, being accountable and doing their part to make sure that, that we finish a fall two season as we did in the fall and in the winter as well.
So there are some things we're beholden to ourselves, and there are others that we're beholden to outside of just Uxbridge's control. And one of the predominant challenges that we have met and has been a philosophical struggle for you and me has been the difficulty with respect to spectators. I think we look back to the fall when we were very specific about our spectator protocols, and they worked to our benefit. We didn't really have a lot of challenges from our own folks. We know there was disappointment, and it made things difficult for families that were used to having.